following segment is a paid commercial program by Christensen PLLP. It's time for Ask the Expert on News Talk 1340 KWLM.
And we welcome into our studios Joel Gratz, the partner with Christensen PLLP, joining us here this morning. And Joel, good morning and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you.
Yes, thanks, Bill. Good to be back and seeing the frost on the trees and about 20-degree weather. It's just about perfect for Minnesota, right?
Yeah, now? That's right. And a lot of ice fishermen out on the lake. I know yesterday I could not believe how many were out there, and they must be catching some fish, I think. So.
Well, without any secrets out there, Diamond Lake was, which I live near, I bet you there was at least 100 guys out there or gals trying to find some fish. So the rumor must be that they're slaying them out in Diamond. So I was out there myself, so I can't verify it, but it sure looked busy.
Well, and speaking of busy, your office, I'm sure, is going to be busy if you haven't been already with this tax situation where getting some conflicting messages. I know I was reading stories yesterday. It was going to be a real major headache for tax preparers. And then again, they kind of eased off on that a little bit. So
I'm not sure who the they was that eased off. If I could be honest, yeah, we're probably, I would say, eyeball deep already. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of clients who are, you know, concerned about the new tax law that are like, I need to know where I'm at, what's going on. And if I could be honest, it's going to take us longer because there's so many more nuances and deductions. And my topic today is talking about how Minnesota and their lack to conform to the federal is really causing, if I could be honest, some things that we weren't really seeing until we're kind of right into it right now. And that was why I chose this topic. I did work over the weekend and many of my clients, I'll be honest, I'm trying to brace them for this, they're going to end up paying probably 2 to 3 times more Minnesota tax than federal. Hmm. And these are business owners now, I guess, so I want to make sure I'm not saying, you know, a W-2 person like yourself, Bill, is going to have the issue. This is more for the business guys and gals out there who utilize depreciation, you know, who have, you know, relatively significant itemized deductions and have the new 109A deduction, which is a brand new deduction, 20% of your net income that goes off the table for federal, does not for Minnesota. So we're seeing some really unique things that we haven't seen in a while. When the bonus depreciation provisions came out many years ago to get the economy going, even back then Minnesota didn't conform to that one provision. So there was a year or two where we did see our clients paying more Minnesota tax than federal, which had never happened in my, you know, during my tenure doing taxes. It had never happened before. And then as you build up these deductions, you do get to take at least the depreciation over time for Minnesota. So then we kind of got caught up and kind of balanced out. But we're seeing now the echo of that starting over with this, again, you know, nonconformity in Minnesota and very heavy federal deductions. So it's going to be a really unique deal that we really can't plan around. You know, I can't make federal a good number, and I can't make Minnesota a good number all at the same time because of these differences.
Do you think the two might kind of almost cancel each other out then to what you're saving maybe on federal, like you say, you'll be paying into the state so that it'll almost be a wash with maybe what it was last year?
That's probably a great, I never looked at it that way. I was pausing because I was trying to think about the math, and if it's 2.5 times, you're right. Then that situation, usually the rate, you know, if it's 30%, on the federal, it's going to be about, you know, just shy of 10% state at that level. So that ratio is about right. So anything you might have saved this year in your pocket from federal, you're probably going to pay back in Minnesota for this year. It's a timing deal. So you're going to get the deduction down the road for Minnesota for some of this. Mm-hmm. But it's unique, and that's a great observation, Bill, from the front row here today, going, man, this is it is taking that savings away here in Minnesota, and it's unfortunate. I know I had visited with some local legislators who had said they had first had hoped they were going to get something done. I think last time I was on the radio, I might have even said
and
that.
And they even were talking like it was a top priority once they, you know, gavel the session, you know, to get to address this right away, but.
Right. And then I just spoke to a few of those guys and gals here about maybe 2 weeks ago, and their mood completely changed. Now, at that moment, they were doing the Republican-Democratic shuffle, meaning they were moving out of their offices of the majority, which I didn't know all this really happens behind the scenes, you know, when there's a change like that. So they had to move to a different part of the office, and it was kind of a melancholy, you know, man, this really kind of sucks. You know, we knew this was coming, but this is a bugger. If you're a Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter, but there's a change here going on. And it essentially what I heard, or my takeaway was, the governor's office, governor-elect Tim Walz, said, you know what, guys, I don't think it's appropriate for anybody to just go in and sign whatever was done that we had, you know, that Governor Dayton vetoed a year ago. Basically saying we're going to revet the entire thing. Well, we all know that if you're going to go through the entire document again, it will not happen in January.
No, it'd be lucky to happen by the end of the session.
So we're buckling in our office based upon that to make the assumption what we're seeing today is what we're going to have. And that's essentially meaning tax appreciation rules are going to be substantially different for Minnesota than they are federal. And you're going to have lingering results of that where we have to keep track of these schedules now, which we never had done before to this detail as CPAs. So that's one thing we're going to have to look at, you know, going forward. And like I mentioned, the differences are so enormous this year that you're going to be paying Minnesota tax, and there's just no way I can even plan around it. From a federal tax rate, which is usually going to be two times higher than Minnesota, you still want to plan for your federal, and it's an unfortunate consequence that we're in Minnesota going to have to pay that much more tax.
Are there any other states that are in the same situation that you're aware of?
You know, we're probably in the third that they start with federal, and they have all these adjustments. Mm-hmm. Some states just, whatever federal is, it is, you know, and we adjust our tax rate accordingly to get our revenue. So we're unique. We're probably top five as far as in Minnesota for how much tax we pay. We're one of the heaviest taxed states, which is kind of ironic. You know, reading the paper last week, you saw the surpluses
right.
that we have,
yeah.
Which is, you know, we all want to have a surplus to some degree, but, you know, $1.5 billion on the general fund side, and then on top of that, there's another $2 million in the rainy day fund.
Right.
I don't know what the plan is, and somebody made a really neat comment over the weekend that it's actually harder to be a legislator, I think, when there's a surplus, because everybody's at the door now saying, you have all this money, it's my turn. Well, who do you, you know, then it's a lot harder to say yes or no, actually, to somebody when you have this deep of a bench or a coffer in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we're in a weird place, I think, in Minnesota right now from a tax policy where I think the surplus tells us we probably should back something down, but I don't see it happening for at least a year, if not longer, which is unfortunate.
And it seems like these surpluses can turn into deficits almost overnight, too. I mean, it goes that way faster than it builds up. Whether it's a slowdown in the economy can make a big change abruptly or whatever, it seems like... We've seen this before where we've had a pretty good surplus and all of a sudden, you know, less than 2 years later, we're looking at a deficit. And I don't know that they've necessarily always spent it all either.
Right.
You know, to create this.
Right. No, you're right. Even in the last 23 years that I've been doing public accounting, I've seen that swing. Just so you're right. It doesn't take long. And I think in that same article that I was referencing about the surpluses, they were talking about economically, they still believe that Minnesota's economy is strong. Is that what you have heard too, Bill?
Yeah, and I've heard it may be showing some signs of softening, I guess, if you will.
So I'm thinking, like anything, you can't make a change so fast that it swings the other way. So I'm not suggesting on the radio today that we should cut taxes by 2/3 or something because of that. It's just we gotta maybe plane this out a little bit and back some of this down. And I know we're not going to get it through adopting or conforming to federal, so I would, you know, if anything it could happen would be just changing the tax bracket, which would have the same result to some degree, maybe not quite as quickly as conforming, but it's going to be We're in a unique place this year, I guess, when it comes to tax. And for someone to say it's going to be easier on the CPAs this season, I don't think they were a CPA, obviously, who made that comment. But it's going to be one of those seasons where not anything is assumed or anything taken care of that way.
Yeah. Now, besides the depreciation, then there's other areas, too, it says, where there's a difference here from Minnesota to federal.
Yeah. You know, there's a new federal law that if you do trade in your equipment, and I think I've mentioned this before in our earlier shows, Bill, that you now have to treat it as if you sold it for cash. So meaning you have a gain, you know, obviously you've got built-in equity sometimes in your combines, your tractors, where you've taken all the depreciation from a tax perspective for the right planning reasons, and now you trade it, and on paper it says, I just got a $100,000, you know, trade-in value. Mm-hmm. In the past, that never was on play. Well, now it's going to be something you have to pay tax on because it's considered a sale. Which to me is the most, you know, almost idiotic thing to do, paying tax on something you don't have, meaning there's no cash for that sale. Good news is in Minnesota, that is not a gain for Minnesota. So that's the one win in this deal where you don't have to pay tax in Minnesota on something you haven't received a gain on. However, now we got all these issues where I got this big depreciation on federal in order to lower that number. Now I've got this big positive on Minnesota when I really didn't need it, even though I don't have the gain. It's one of those things where I know I'm getting maybe more technical now on the air here, Bill, but it's really hard to plan this year. Probably the hardest year I've had in the last 20-plus years to try to dial in a number. I take a lot of pride with my clients of, if you come in and meet with me, I know, not guarantee, but I think I can get you really close if we got the right tools in the toolbox. Mm-hmm. This year, I got to tell my folks that I can't do anymore, and you're going to end up paying 2.5 times more state tax, which I hate to do. I hate to be the bearer of bad news and the Grim Reaper, but that's what's going to happen this year.
Wow. But now that's on a trade-in. Now, if you just to say you have a farm auction and sell these things, then it's still considered income? Then
it's income on both sides, which it has been, you know, for a long time. That's capital gain kind of stuff, which has got some other treatments there, but so, yeah, that's kind of things on the business side.
Right. Now, you also wanted to discuss a little bit differences in personal itemized deductions as opposed to standard deduction between the state and federal.
Again. Yeah, yeah, and this is going to hit everybody. You know, again, back to Tax 101, if you're a standard deduction person, it means you don't have enough, you know, real estate taxes, donations, mortgage interest, and other things that add up to a number greater than a preset number, which in the past from on the federal side has been married, filing, joint, just around $12,000. Mm-hmm. Now in 2018, it's up to 24. So we're going to have a lot of people in our office now are a standard deduction person, which I know we talked about before. But Minnesota, since they did not conform, you're going back to a itemized deduction of 12. So it's very possible that on the federal, I'm a standard deduction person, but on Minnesota, I still may be an itemizer. So you still need to go and collect all of your receipts and all of your records, and we still have to look at, and I say we, the client and I, sit down, and we still got to see, well, if you happen to be over $12,000, it might mean a tax deduction for Minnesota, even though on federal, you're not getting that deduction. Mm-hmm. So by splitting this apart, it makes planning impossible where you can't win on both sides.
Yeah.
Either you win on the federal and lose on the state or vice versa. So I wanted to mention that today because that, you know, that could be a negative if I'm taking a $24,000 deduction federal, but I've only got $15,000 of standard or itemized deductions. That's a $9,000 swing that maybe you're not anticipating. So I think the ghost in the room this winter, when it comes to doing taxes, will be the Minnesota tax. I think that's going to pop out to be something that we weren't maybe thinking about because we normally focus on federal. So it might be one of those small surprises that doesn't give you a heart attack, but it's going to be something that you're going to be like scratching your head like, is this right, Joel? I'm not sure if this is the way it should be.
But you kind of had an inkling of this last spring, you know, when it looked as if where it wasn't going to be the conformity, wasn't going to be passed or agreed to.
Right.
You kind of had in the back of your mind it was going to create considerably more work, you know, to fill out the taxes the following year.
Yeah, and work it not only by myself, but by my clients. They still got to keep track of this. A lot of people maybe forgot that when we talked about it in the spring, and they put me through all the way their receipts, because I'm never going to, you know, hit an itemized deduction of $24,000. And now maybe they should have kept them. So, I mean, it could be, it's going to be a really unique season where there's a lot of maybe unexpected results on this first go around with the tax law, the federal tax law. It's going to be unique.
As far as the brackets, though, now that changed a little bit, too, on the federal, right? They lower the taxes, in essence?
Essentially, every bracket, by percentage, dropped about 3%. Mm-hmm. So on the average, I would anticipate year-on-year same income, you should at least have a 3% reduction of your income taxes on the federal. State stayed the same. Mm-hmm. So we still have, you know, the large 9.85% tax bracket on top, which doesn't take very long to get to in Minnesota, unfortunately. So it's we're going to be, again, probably number one in tax. If, you know, back to the rest of the states in the union, we're going to be number one probably based upon this lack of conformity. We're going for this 1 year, we're going to be paying enormous amounts of tax in Minnesota, is what we're seeing. You know, you don't really know what you can talk theory until you get into it with your client meetings and such. And we're running numbers right now, and we're having meetings just about weekly as a group going like, is this what you're seeing? Because it's not working on my end. And we're trying to be forward thinking and identify, you know, some hoops and some hurdles to try to, you know, figure out how to do it, you know, better, faster, you know, more efficient. But it's going to be one of those years, Bill.
And even, you know, some W-2 earners, didn't they actually get a little more in their take-home pay? That might be more than erased, it sounds like, what little
it
extra.
Could.
I mean, it's possible, depending on what the numbers are.
Right, but, and those tables are generated, you know, the withholding tables, based upon the averages of said American at said pay has said itemized deductions or standard deductions. So every situation's unique. There's no, you know, silver bullet that's going to help everybody in their same tax plan and their same deal. But it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out this winter.
Yeah, and like you say, then are you anticipating the state ever really coming around to full conforming with the federal code? Then, I mean, don't they usually do it eventually? Or not?
It's been a while since we had that, so we've had these one-offs, and every year that's getting more. You know, back to when the economy was struggling nationwide and we did the bonus depreciation and the Section 179 limits increased, Minnesota didn't react to that. I mean, they literally stayed the same, and that was their way to gain more tax revenue to get that. And I think at the time we were probably in a deficit at that point, too, at the state level. And this, they'd never taken action to bring it off the table. So every year we keep adding more, Bill. And right now, we just added, like, the whole main course this year. Instead of the leftovers and the crumbs, I mean, the whole main course just got dumped on it this year because of such, you know, sweeping changes federally. And it didn't get done. Governor Dayton vetoed it for his reasons. Here we sit today. So the question was asked, Billy, do I think Minnesota will conform? 100% no. You know, we have a history now in the last 15 years that they just won't. It's their way of hedging a little bit. It's a way of capturing some taxing authority without maybe people seeing it directly, maybe. You know, I'd love for it to be all 100% conformed and just do it with the tax brackets, but I wanted the same for federal, for that matter, too. I mean, if you want tax savings, just do the brackets, and instead of making 100 new deductions and taking away 70. You know, I mean, it's a unique situation.
And even on the federal side, there was some of that.
You're right.
Some swapping, you know.
Whatever. It was totally swapping. You know, if it's the lobby, the special interest, I don't know what it was, but let's create a new tax deduction here, but then we take away all the other ones. So it's like, was that really worth it at the end of the day?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, very interesting.
I'm getting very political. I should maybe really back down a little bit here. But
I mean, it's a little frustrating, too, I'm sure.
It is.
You know, when you're working, when that's your, you know, livelihood and, you know, you're trying to do the job for your clients. I mean, that's first and foremost. And
yeah.
And, you know, when they're throwing a bunch of hurdles in front of you, it can make it more challenging, certainly.
Well, and the hard part is my clients are, you know, calling this, you know, job security and CPA job security. And I'll be honest, you know, our lobby really wasn't there. We weren't saying, yeah, we got to make this harder. I mean, that's not what my industry was doing. You know, we were truly, we believe in simplification, honestly, because we think there's a lot of other things to do besides just do a tax return. You know what
well,
I mean?
I remember a certain candidate saying that it would be the size of a little recipe card is all you need to do your taxes.
Well, and ironically, you mentioned that. If you go online and look at the new or the latest version of the 2018 1040,
yeah,
they made it the size of a postcard.
Okay.
Only to align it with that, I think, the Republican desire to say that.
Yeah.
But they created six new schedules that have to be supported and rolled into it. So you're going to have not one postcard, but eight postcards stacked on top of each other to mail your return. So it's kind of, in CPA humor, it's really, really ironic and funny that they didn't simplify it. You can make the first page look however you want. I can have one line in page one if we want to.
Yeah, your name and address.
Yeah, you know, and it's just not realistic. But, yeah.
If people have questions, Joel, or would like to schedule an appointment to meet with a CPA at Christensen & Associates, how do they do that?
Best way is to give us a call at 235-5937. And Lori at our front desk will hook you up with a very, very highly trained CPA to get you where you want to go.
Yeah, and probably sooner than later will be good to at least get the groundwork laid a little bit here. If you
always doing any task, right?
Yeah.
Any planning well ahead of time is going to probably pay some great rewards. But yeah, the sooner than later will be good.
Yeah. Well, enjoy the holidays despite this. You know, I'm almost picturing you like Bob Cratchit a little bit there, working for Scrooge there in the office, but hopefully it's
not
as
long
as
I'm not Scrooge, I guess, but no, we're going to be working hard and diligently this season, and yeah, Bill, I wish you a great season, and if I may, I have my number three son, Jacob Gratz, who's celebrating his 14th birthday today,
oh.
So I didn't get a chance to see him this morning before I left for work, so Jacob, if you're listening, I love you, buddy, and happy 14th birthday.
And no school today then for him?
No school because ACGC rules, man. That's how it works. At the 4-day school week, we take Mondays off. So
yeah,
he's at home doing hopefully homework and whatnot, getting caught up for tomorrow.
All right, that sounds good, Joel. Good to see you.
All right, take care.
All right.